All right. Hello, everyone. You're listening to KHDX 93.1 FM Conway, Arkansas. We are KHD 20. We're getting ready to play some D&D today.
Yeah.
I'm here with my lovely co-hosts, Kennedy.
Hello.
And Casey.
Hello.
So, we're just, you know, getting started. We're still getting set up a little bit. But while we do that, Kennedy, can you give us a recap of our last session?
Sure. So, last session, we met our characters for real, not just built them. And we started in Halcyon, which is a peaceful world with many adventurers looking for adventures, pretty much. But not a lot of them can find much because it's kind of peaceful, as I said before. So there's not a lot of nonsense going on for adventurers to solve. So we started in Grinwald, which we started in a temple in Grinwald. Mm-hmm. A temple for Lycandria.
Both of their, like, deity.
Yes, the deity of nature and prosperity and harvest and such. And so we started in a temple, and in the temple we had some encounters, and by encounters, not monsters. We simply just talked to some locals and others, and Casper was interrupted.
Yes, and Casper is Kennedy's character.
Yes, Casper was interrupted.
Oh, no. Okay, so Kennedy just asked me what my character's name is. She can't hide that.
I forget, guys.
Prez Day.
Right. Prez Day. Mine is easy to remember. So
yeah, you're Casper actually, the Friendly Ghost.
I'm not a ghost.
That's true.
I'm a furfolk, but I am friendly.
Very friendly.
He's a little too
maybe
friendly.
A little too much.
He's probably a little friendly. Anyways, so Casper and Prezde had somewhat of a reunion. They were never real bestest of friends in their hometown of Birria, but they were acquainted. And so they interacted in this temple, and then they ended up going to the Blue Jay Inn and Tavern, where Casper met the barkeep for the first time, but Preste had already been in. And so we spoke with JJ, who has a dislike of Casper due to his clumsiness and lack of thinking before he acts. He's just loud. And we had a meal, and Casper's was a little spicy, but he persevered.
It was very spicy.
And at this tavern, we were given somewhat of a quest to go receive, retrieve a jewelry box and take it to Rudy. And we don't know really who Rudy is. We know that Rudy is David's friend, and David is a shady fellow. That's it. That's all we know. And some other semi-shady individuals told us that adventuring with a quest like this might not be the best idea, as the individual who gave us the quest was, in fact, shady. So,
and then they proceeded to ignore the
we
advice
ignored
of
them.
These people who obviously knew that it was a bad idea, and they were like, we're going to do it anyway.
We did say that, and we are. We are actively going to do that anyways. And then we went to bed because we were tired. I know Casper was tired. He's not used to going to bed that late.
He has his bedtime.
He has a bedtime.
Yeah. I believe that is where we ended our session.
It is.
Casey, is there anything that Kennedy missed that you want to input before we start?
Not that I can particularly think of.
Well, all I want to say is Casper sat in the middle of the floor in this temple.
That is not necessary for the recap. That is simply necessary for giggles.
Yeah, no, it's necessary for me to say that. Yeah,
he was praying. He had to ground himself. I don't know what to tell you.
All right. So, anything else we need to talk about before we get started?
If you're just now tuning in, Casper is a paladin. He is a firbolg, and he is an acolyte, as his adoptive father is a priest.
Yeah, Casey.
Or reverend.
Presde is a wood elf monk, so kind of basic, but it's going to be in a fun way, I promise.
We have magic and punchy. And that's all you need to know.
Exactly.
Yeah, and we're gonna have a fun time today. If you missed last session, don't worry. You don't need to have seen it. You're here now. So just accept that.
You can, though, go back and watch it on the blog.
Yes, we will begin posting the blog soon. Hopefully this week we will have at least the first one up. And then the second one will be coming up soon. So we do have those ready for y'all.
Yes, so they will be up if you want to catch up on what you've missed. But for right now, you guys are both asleep in a tavern. When do you guys think you wake up? Do you guys wake up with the sun? Or are you like afternoon sleepers? Because you both are like, I feel like you both would wake up relatively early. Who do you think wakes up first?
Presde wakes up probably 30 minutes before sunrise.
Presde wakes up before me.
All right. What are you doing in this?
She'll first be freshening up and everything, taking inventory of everything that she has, and probably going over the address that we were given and looking at that map a little bit more. But then after that, as the sun begins rising, she will just go outside and sit and watch the sun.
All right. So a very peaceful morning for you, just gathering your knowledge, seeing what's ahead, and then like going and watching the sunrise. Is what I'm gathering. Okay, nice. So, relatively early riser, but you're not doing anything too crazy yet, is what I'm hearing.
Exactly.
Awesome. Okay, Casper, when do you think you awaken?
Casper would wake up when the sun hits him in the face. So it's not a consistent time. Simply he keeps the blinds open, and when the sun hits him in the face, he wakes up.
You keep your blinds open in a city that you've never been to before?
Yes.
All right.
Casper likes to see outside.
So, great survival skills from Casper so far is
what
I'm hearing.
Casper trusts people.
Okay, what are you doing when you wake up?
Casper wakes up, and he pretty much just grabs his stuff.
All right.
Which is kind of strewn all over the desk.
You were here for one night.
Yes. Because he basically got the address from Presde, and then he looked at the map for probably a solid 20 minutes before being sleepy and going to bed.
Sure.
And so he gathers all of his things in the true fashion of grab and place, and just sticks it all in his backpack.
Those maps are definitely bent.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And so he then would probably immediately, he would walk towards the door, because he's like, oh, I gotta go see if Presde's awake. But then he's like, well, she's kind of fancier. And so then he would go to the mirror and he would just check what his hair looks like.
Aww, that's sweet.
And he would probably just ruffle it a little bit to make it look a little nicer.
I feel like he would just end up making it even messier.
Oh, it's
even
so
messier.
Much worse.
Okay, don't get me wrong. It's messy, but now it's not flat on one side.
So now it's even messy.
It's even messy now.
Perfect.
And, you know, he pulls like a leaf out or something. And then he goes over to Presday and he knocks on the door.
Presday's not in her room.
Yeah, I was supposed to be like, Presday.
He doesn't know that.
Okay, Casper, you hear silence.
He's gonna knock again.
You hear silence again.
He would probably only knock two or three times. But he would continue standing outside the door for a solid 5 minutes.
That is probably enough time for Prez Day to end up coming back in and walk back up to just see Casper in front of her door.
Just standing there.
Oh, no, he's not just standing there. He's like,
oh.
Whoa.
Well, like, what are you doing? Are you just sitting on the ground again?
No, he's twiddling his thumbs. But, like, so genuinely twiddling his thumbs. I don't use that as a turn of phrase. I mean,
no,
he's genuinely, like, kicking one of his legs, standing there. He gets, at one point, he's really interested in the type of wood that this building is made out of. And he's counting the grain, and he's looking at it, and then he goes back to waiting.
Oh, boy. Okay, Presley, you walk up, you see Casper. Casper is twiddling his thumbs in front of your door.
Casper?
Oh, wait, yeah.
Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah, we were just looking for you. I suppose you're not in your room, are you?
It appears not.
You're right.
What is it?
Oh, I mean, we've gotten our quest, so I figured you'd want to leave whenever you thought was most best, and so, I figured I would ask.
Likely soon.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay, do you have everything that you need?
Yeah, it's all in my pack.
Okay, is the pack,
It's, like, slung over his shoulder.
Okay.
He entered the room once and left the room once, and he's not going back.
Cool. Let me just grab my things.
All right, I'll wait here.
Okay.
And he continues to wait outside your door.
And Presley goes in and locks the door as she finishes her checks.
I want to make it very clear. Casper's no intention of entering this room.
I don't think she necessarily thinks Casper does. But it's definitely weird.
Yeah, it is a little weird, man. Like,
he's just waiting for his friend.
Right. So, okay. You get all packed up and ready to go. You're good. Casper has just been standing outside your door for how long do you think it took you to pack?
I mean, she already, like, checked her things. Mm-hmm. This is just a little double check and do a scan of the room, maybe make the bed a little bit. So, like, 3 minutes.
Okay, Casper, you've been standing outside of Presday's door for 3 minutes. Are you doing anything, or are you just standing there?
He is, once again, examining the wood. Wait, okay. Can he figure out what type of wood it is by looking at it?
Roll a nature check.
Nature or investigation?
It's wood.
Eight.
What a great first roll for today.
This is a fantastic first roll of the day, folks.
Some kind of oak.
Awesome.
You don't really know what kind. You just think it's some kind of oak.
I believe it's oak. It's probably not.
You believe with your whole heart that this is oak.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. All right. Presday?
Presday just walks out. She turns. She goes ahead and, like, locks the door back with her key. Is something interesting?
Well,
over there?
It's just nice oak, you know.
Oh.
Like it's quite well manicured.
Can I do a check to try and figure out what type of wood this is?
Yes.
You are the wood elf.
I am a wood elf. What would this be?
Nature.
Nature again. Okay. That's a natural 20.
No shot.
On the die.
You see this. You look at it. And from a glance, this is not oak. This is like maple. This is like a very nice, like, nice cut of maple wood. It's definitely not any kind of oak wood.
So, oak, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, you can tell from the grain and from looking at the different knots and such.
Presde is going to take a long pause as she is figuring out, do I tell him? And she'll just go ahead and go, you know, maybe we can practice our wood types on the way there.
Oh, that's much more fun than I Spy. We should do that.
Yeah. And I just realized I should probably figure out what type of, like, never mind.
Are you an oak elf?
Exactly.
I don't know what type of tree
type
you
of
are?
Wood elf am I?
Are you an oak elf?
Are you going to look up trees
elf?
Right now?
Yes.
Bruce, cherry blossom.
Well, I mean, they're not made of wood.
What?
Yeah, but they can be, like, inspired by a tree.
I know, and now I'm looking.
Okay, well, while Presto does that, are you guys, like, going to stop anywhere, or are you going straight out of town? Are you, like, going to get breakfast first? You are in an inn and tavern.
Presde will, at the very least, return her key, of course.
I would hope so.
Yes.
Are Casper, just, no.
You can just take the key with you? What? Okay.
Already thieving in this episode 2.
And neither of them are rogues, so.
You don't know that.
What do you mean I don't know that?
You don't have to be a rogue to be a rogue, you know?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Okay, buddy.
All right.
So, I'm guessing you're going to talk to JJ.
Yes.
Our Blue Jay Arikakra.
Yes.
The
innkeep / bartender.
/ Casper hater number one.
Guys, for tries. Good reason.
He did, gave her a gift.
You did slam all the windows in her shop, though.
It was for effect.
Right. Okay, so as you guys walk up to the counter and the inn that you stayed at, JJ is there, of course. She looks over. She gives a very nice, warm smile and nod to Presde. And then she kind of just looks at Casper and looks back at Presde. Good morning, Presde. How did you sleep last night?
Well, thank you very much for the, accommodations. I believe we'll be leaving town now, however.
Oh, yes. Where are you heading? Maybe I can, help with directions?
Where are we heading?
One moment. This is what happens when I don't get my notes out first thing.
We're gonna see if they took good notes, guys.
It starts with an A.
It does start with an A. You're so right. How many places in this world start with an A is the question.
I think we only know of one so far.
I'll put you guys out of your misery.
Wait.
I got it. She's determined now. I can't tell her.
I got it. Hold on.
While you're finding that, you guys are listening to KHDX 93.1 FM, Conway, Arkansas. We are KHD20. We are playing some D&D right now. I'm testing my players to see if they took good notes last session right now. Casey, did you?
Alderis.
Yes, you're going to Alderis. So, JJ kind of just nods, and she's like, ah, yes. Alderis, the path there does take you through some pretty rough terrain. Have you guys ever traveled through a Madeline Forest before? Because it can be pretty rough for...
Does that have oak trees?
Neither of you have heard of it or traveled through it. It's on the opposite side, like it's going away from Beria. This is farther than you've been.
Does that have oak trees?
Probably. It's a forest.
Well, not all forests are oak.
Well, I've never been there. I stick pretty much to the city.
Hey, Dio.
How do you spell that?
Madeline. M-A-D-I-L-I-M. Forest.
Madeline. I almost spelled it right.
It's okay if you... I was not close at all.
It's okay if you didn't spell it right. Just say it however you want. It's fine.
Yes. I personally have not. I don't believe Casper has. Have you?
Well, I haven't been far from Beria. So I assume not, and I don't really remember anywhere named that, so no.
Well, that gives us that answer.
Well, I mean, if neither of you want to do the trip on foot, there is a carriage that runs that path. They should be leaving in about an hour or so. I'm sure you can make it. They leave from the front gate. There's normally only about 6 seats, so I would hurry. To try and get a good spot, or else you'll be walking on foot.
Oh, thank you very much, JJ. Then we will be on our way.
Yes, of course. Presday, I hope to see you sometime again in the future.
Yes, of course.
Casper, she kind of nods.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure, miss.
Safe travels.
And we leave.
And we leave.
Okay, so you guys know what the city of Brynwald looks like, but for those that don't, it's a very classic fantasy city. So whoa. It's rude. Okay, so it's like stone and wood. Some of it is a little roughly built because they don't have like tools, but they do have magic. So the buildings do get taller than you would expect from this kind of building style. The streets are busy and flooded with people, humanoids and non-humanoids alike. This city is pretty much a mixed bag of who you would find here. It is quite a busy day. Are you guys talking about anything as you walk to the gates?
So, did you figure out exactly where we're going on the map?
I think Presday would have looked at this.
Yeah, so I can tell you what path, or at least the first village that you guys will get to.
Mm-hmm.
So after Madeline Forest, you will get to Heldere Village. You want me to spell that?
No.
Okay, fine.
It's fine. What was it again?
Heldere.
Heldere.
Yeah.
I'm spelling it phonetically so my notes are funny.
I'm spelling it phonetically so I can pronounce it later.
Both very valid options. I'm not going to say I think it's spelled phonetically because I'm going to spell it and you guys are going to be like, no, that's
no.
Not. But yeah, the village of Heldere. You both have heard of it, but you haven't been there and you haven't like talked to anyone from it before. So you don't really know. It'll be like a nice little adventure for you guys.
An adventure?
So, okay, yes, you would know where you are going.
I've found our pathing there, yes.
Oh, right. He reaches into his bag and he pulls out his map, which is crumpled. And he unravels it. He goes, you know, I kind of tried to do it also last night, and I think I got it.
Can you roll me an intelligence check?
Oh, no. Eleven.
That's not horrible.
It's not bad.
You pathed a path to Alderaz. It's not the most efficient path, and it does have... It's a little inefficient. That's
it's
all
like
I'll say.
It's like a crayon drawing.
Yeah, it's like... No. Presta, you would notice that a lot of the paths go straight through forest and not on the paths that go through the forest that you're supposed to go through. I would not recommend going. If you go with Casper's path, you'll get there.
Maybe.
You'll get there.
So, is this kind of what you did? And he'll show you the map.
That is a way to get there. I was thinking more something along the beaten path, since we've never been where we are before. Something like this. And she shows her map.
Oh, that's probably faster.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so you guys have, you guys talk a little bit more. Maybe you don't. Maybe you walk in silence. I don't know. But whatever you do, you get to the city gates. People are pouring in and out, and you do see a little, like, traveling cart at the edge of the road. And there's a human, an older human guy standing like where you would like sit for the reins, and he's holding a cup saying, rides to Heldere, rides to Heldere.
Do we see any sign that indicates how much the ride to Heldere cost?
This cup isn't very full, and you see two people in the carriage already.
Preste will approach and just say, do you have room for two more?
Why, yes, of course.
And what is the fee?
How many of the... two? One gold for both.
One gold for both?
Yes.
That's agreeable.
Am I paying it?
No. Well, that depends. What's your background?
Acolyte.
Oh, we're... Yeah, no.
I think you guys probably have about the
we
same.
We have the same.
I have 23 gold.
We don't have the same. You're paying.
Okay, tell me that now.
No, Prez...
You gotta tell me
Prez
that.
Day suddenly remembers that you're from a bit of a weller-off family.
He was adopted.
Exactly. Oh, goodness, how is President going to say
now
this
you gotta
one?
Say it to him.
Oh, gosh.
How much gold did you have?
I had 10, and I spent 4.
Oh, my gosh.
I spent 4 silver on dinner last night.
Casper is too dumb to realize that he should be like he's not gonna just not pay for things, but he's too dumb to realize that when you are actively trying to pay for things, that he should step up and pay for it.
Here, she can feel her pockets being a little light, so she'll turn to Casper, who I'm assuming is just kind of standing behind her.
Oh yeah.
Casper, how have your funds been in the city so far?
Well, they're doing all right. I mean, I left home with 25 gold pieces.
Okay, we don't have to say that out loud. But we can go ahead and give one to the nice man there. One. To the
yeah,
nice man
cause
there.
I have only a few more than one.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. He takes takes out his coin pouch. And he's trying to be careful, but there's a lot of jingling. And he pulls out one gold piece and he puts it in the cup.
The man just kind of like looks in between you like, oh my gosh, these guys are idiots. And then it's like, all right, get on up. We're going to be waiting a couple more minutes and then we're going to head out. So.
Yes, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
As you guys get into this carriage, it's not like this carriage looks well worn. I forgot to mention there's two horses at the front. It's a carriage in a fantasy setting. What did you expect it to be? Gas powered?
Can Casper go give one of the horses an apple?
Do you have an apple?
Yeah.
Why do you have an apple?
Because Casper eats from the forest mainly.
Yes, you can go give one of the horses an apple.
Okay, Casper's going to walk up to the horse. He's going to be like, hey, what's your name?
Kind of just like huffs at you a little bit.
I can't understand you.
Nope.
I can talk though.
He understands you. You don't understand him.
Will you like a snack?
Like nods.
And Casper gives him the apple.
Okay. He eats it very, very greedily.
After Casper like takes his shirt and like shines the apple.
The other horse kind of side eyes you as you go back in the carriage. I'm kidding.
I didn't say Casper didn't have two.
Not side eye, but he kind of like looks at you and then like looks at his friend.
And then Casper reaches into a bag and grabs another apple.
No, you only have one.
If I only have one, can I do a strength check to see if I can break it in half with my hand?
Yes. You can.
Okay, perfect. 22. You
did not. You did not.
It was not a natural 20, but it was a natural 19.
You break this apple in half. Yeah, I mean.
I give a half to each horse.
Okay, they both are very happy horses.
And he gives head pats to each horse.
Oh, yes. They like the head pats.
Little scritches behind the ears.
Yes, okay. So, again, sorry. We got sidetracked with the horses.
Sidetracked. Casper will talk to most plants and animals that he finds along the way. This is simply a character trait of his.
Okay, so the two people sitting in the carriage already, because I'm guessing Presday went into the carriage.
Yes.
Okay, cool. They are just they're very short.
Short.
And small.
Oh.
These are two halflings.
Oh, they are of the halfling variety.
A man and a woman. They're in some.
Whoa, man.
They're in some basic traveling garb with some. Their bags are like shoved under the seat. And their feet are like hanging over them as if that will help protect them at all because, you know, they're short. But it's okay. They're like adults, but. They're just. You know, they scoot over a little bit when you... There's two seats on either side. Each can sit three. Where do you sit, Preste?
She will sit to the exact opposite corner as they are.
Okay, so it's like in front of you is blank and yes. The two seats next to you. Okay, cool. Casper?
Are they sitting right next to each other or across from each other?
They're sitting next to each other.
Okay, then Casper is going to go sit right next to Preste.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
Are you guys going to talk to them? They're kind of going to travel with you for a little bit. You don't know how long this ride is. You didn't ask.
Casper leans over to Preste and goes, should we talk to them or is that bad?
If you would like to.
It's okay for
yes,
me to
yes,
talk
it's
to
okay.
them? Okay, perfect. Hi, my name is Casper.
They look at you. They're very, like, they're not, like, not gonna talk to you. The guy goes, oh, hello there. I'm Aspen, and this is my wife, Lavender. We're Thistledowns.
What?
Oh.
They're halflings. They have last names.
I don't say it again.
Thistledown.
Oh.
I just gave him an accent. Sorry. What brings you guys to Haldere? Or what will bring you to Haldere, I suppose?
We're just traveling through. We're getting to Haldere.
Yes, it's quite a traveling town. Lots of people just pass through.
Yes. We're trying to get to go see an old friend.
Ah, very nice, very nice.
Well, we've never met him, but it feels like I've known him for a while.
The woman kind of looks at you and she's like, "Sweetheart, are you all right?
He's just like this. It's okay."
No, I mean, like, I don't mean the talking. I just mean you guys are going to meet someone you've never met.
Oh,
like,
we're fine. We're fine.
Are you guys all right?
Yes.
It's just a friend of our friends.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Casper wholeheartedly believe that he and David are friends now.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to see. There's a, you guys would know probably, that Haldere is, it's like split into sections, and one of those sections is like a halfling, like, oh my gosh.
Society.
Neighborhood. It's a halfling neighborhood because they like live next to each other and they're very community and family oriented.
Well.
So Aspen is just going to be like, well, we're going down to a family reunion. Gonna hopefully stay for a couple days. I hope you guys meet this friend of yours, all right?
Thank you. Yes.
You guys been traveling for long?
Actually, we've been staying in the city for a bit, both of us separately, but we're old childhood acquaintances, and we're just now getting back on the road.
Oh, well, that always makes the traveling thing easier.
Yes.
The guy outside, you hear him go, "Last call for the road to Haldere." And you kind of hear in the distance, "Hold the carriage, I'll be there in a minute."
Ooh, a fancy someone.
There's a fancy someone.
You guys hear someone outside buying a ticket. You hear like the little clink of a golden glass in the cup. And in the carriage walks an Earth Genasi woman.
Oh.
For those of you who don't know, an Earth Genasi is a dirt person.
No, she's not a dirt person.
A dirt plant.
She is a she is
nature
mostly
person.
Rock.
I forgot about rocks.
Her skin is like reddish and it like glimmers in the light. So she looks like part of her is almost see-through with the formation of it. She's based off a quartz. So
red quartz.
A red quartz. So if that helps with you guys picturing her in your head. She's wearing black, like, fine clothing. It's not, like, high status, but you know she, like, takes care in the clothing that she picks.
When she was trying to step onto the carriage, Casper would have gotten up and attempted to lend out a hand. I don't know if she would have taken it.
She would not have taken it.
I didn't think so.
She pulls herself into this carriage and she looks and she sees that the widest gap would be by the halflings. So she sits there. And she like folds her hands in her lap. And
a fancy fellow.
You see the guy up front putting his gold in a bag. And then he's like getting ready to go, getting the reins all ready. You guys have a feeling you are about to set off.
Casper would, since they're on the bench by themselves, just present Casper. Casper would scoot to the corner closest to the coachman. You go, "So, how long you've been doing this?"
Oh, to the
coachman person, the guy with the coin.
Yeah. He kind of just, he glances back to see who he's talking to, and he goes, "Oh, well, I've been doing this a while, you know, going back and forth through Madeline. Me and the boys, he kind of gestures to his horses. Very well-worn road that we're going on today.
Oh, yeah? What should I call you and the boys?
Well, I'm Martin.
Hi, Martin.
Hi, Martin.
And this is Speed and Sean. You see, Speed is the all black one, and Shine is all black but has a white spot on his head.
Oh, that's fun.
The aggressive note taking for the horses from
Kennedy.
It's
important! You know what else is important? You're listening to KHDX at 93.1 FM, Conway, Arkansas, and we're KHD 20, and we are currently setting off on an adventure in D&D, and yes. We have just gone on a carriage to go to Heldere.
Yep.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Like, did I say that correctly?
You did. I'm so proud of you.
It's spelled real weird on my computer.
Oh, boy. Okay, so, you know, the carriage is going. It's not a bumpy ride, but you can still feel the bumps under you. This is a gravel road, so you feel all the rocks. Are you guys talking on this presumably long journey you have ahead of you?
Presday, after the entrance of the Earth Genasi, will just ask her. Where are you heading to? Is Heldere your last stop?
One of many, hopefully.
Is there any more to that?
Well, I don't really know where I'm going at the moment. I'm just... This is the first part of my journey.
Oh, where are you from?
She kind of points back at the city that you just left.
Oh, okay.
Actually, we were just there.
Well, I'm Presde. What's your name?
Carnelian.
Carnelian.
Who's the rock person? Uh-huh. Yes. Carnelian is a type of rock, guys.
Carnelian is a word I cannot spell, guys.
It's spelled like the normal word, I promise. It's not spelled weird.
Yeah, well, I spelled it weird.
I know you did.
Casper's still just chatting up the coach.
Okay, the coach
and is... probably the horses as well.
The coach is talking back to you very enthusiastically. He talks to people all day. That's like his job. He
Casper's in it, man.
Yeah. He is... President, it's a little scary. He is as in this conversation as Casper is. Like...
Wow.
They're just firing back and forth.
You know, we saw some oak trees. Oh, the oak, and Lycandria, and from Beria, and, you know, there's Blue Jay. JJ's a Blue Jay.
Oh, yeah, I know JJ. She's a...
She's very sweet. She doesn't like me very much.
She's a real character. We love JJ. She makes the greatest food.
Yeah, she's very sweet. You know, do you like her food? We're talking to Speed at this point.
You see the horse kind of, like, huff and, like, yeah. Martin kind of, like...
I tried that real spicy sandwich. That was rough, but it was really yummy.
Oh, yeah, it's brave to try JJ's spicy stuff. She does not hold back.
It was quite delicious after you get past the fact that your tongue is melting.
I've lost a couple taste buds from her cooking before.
President, I think she kind of gave up on an actual conversation with Carnelian. And is just now, like, sitting in awe watching this happen.
So how many times have you taken this path?
Oh, I can't even count. It's been several hundred, I would say.
Do you try to count how many people you pass and, like, how many times that bird lands on the same tree and such?
Well, yeah, I do if I don't have good company, yeah.
What's the biggest record you've ever gotten?
73.
Whoa. That's more fingers than you have.
Oh, it's way more fingers than I have,
You'd
partner.
Have to count your fingers, like, 7.5 times. That's
and
a
it
lot.
It just goes on and on and on.
Now, these are the horses you have?
Oh, no, I have about 6 more. I trade them off a little bit.
What are their names?
Kennedy is now going to force Sheridan to come up with 4 other horse names.
Oh, you know, we got Quick. We got...
They're brothers. They're brothers.
Yeah, they're twins, don't you know? We got Breeze.
Do you have Shim... No, Presne is going to pipe in at this point. Do you have a shimmer to go with shine?
Well, yeah, I do. That's a good guess.
We actually got Glimmer too, and they're actually triplets because that's how horses work.
Yeah, don't you know it's how horses work here?
They actually lay eggs, which is why they're gonna have triplets.
You
gave me
carriage.
More horse options. I'm gonna ask for the name.
To end up having to name them all.
Whoa, what's their favorite food? They seem to like apples quite well. I mean, I like apples too,
yeah,
but I
like,
also like carrots and such.
They like their apples. They like their sugar cubes. You know.
Oh yes, sugar cubes are quite yummy. That's what my dad would give me every time I finished building another pew for the church.
Oh, you a church kid?
Yeah, I mean, my dad's a reverend. Well, my adopted dad.
Well, that's awful respectable. That's awful respectable of you, kid.
Yeah, and he taught me some carpentry, which is why I know that the tavern was made of oak.
Presday. Just, like, she takes a breath and, like, you know, like, she holds a bubble in her mouth. And
legitimately
she just, like,
bites her tongue.
And she just, like, puts her head down, shakes it a little bit, and just goes and just lets it out. And, like,
well, wouldn't you know, this old girl is made of oak, too. He knocks on the carriage. Presley, this is not oak either.
Oh, you're right. It looks just like a tavern.
I know. Oak is awful sturdy, isn't she? Yeah.
It is, and it's quite nice to sand. It's quite smooth.
Yeah,
it's
gives,
not that bad.
Gives a nice finish. You can clean it up nice after a rough travel.
Absolutely. It does well with water as well. The water damage is bad, but it dries pretty nice.
Carnelian, in the corner, like opposite this, is like watching this exchange. And she's like, wow, I'm so happy I rushed to this carriage. To be forced with it, extroverts of this nature. Presa, you get that. Casper, you don't.
Casper
too,
didn't.
You're too locked
Casper
in.
Casper has no idea what's happening behind
you're
him.
You're so locked into this
He's
conversation.
So locked in.
You do not know what's happening around you.
Well,
Presa just looks up at Carnelian and just mouths, I'm sorry.
Well, so. You do this trek from Grindelwald to Heldere. Do you do other trips? Where else have you been in the land?
Because
I've really only been here in Halcyon and in Beria, and I really haven't gone much farther than that because I didn't really do much traveling when I was little because I had to help my dad with the church because it always needed fixing and such. And so I was kind of just there and doing a lot there. And I learned a lot about that town. I can tell you that town like the back of my hand. But now I'm adventuring and so where have you been?
Well, I was born in Haldere, but I came to Grindelwald when I was a boy. Really liked the journey. I've been all over this place, all over the the Kingdom of Grinwald. I've seen Beria, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Nice little town.
Yeah. Have you been to the light the light of the forest?
I don't think so.
Oh, that's just my dad's little church.
Well, next time I stop by, I'll have to stop in.
Yeah, it's nice. It's quite quaint. But you know, with all the years of help and whatnot, we've got quite the gathering with all of our pews. And you know, my dad started learning how to do glass and such, and so now we've got a nice little stained glass of Lycandria. It's
oh,
a little crooked
nice.
On the edges, but it's pretty nice.
Very nice. I make a trip down towards that side of the kingdom every so often. Next time I go, I'll have to stop in Beria.
Oh, you have to let me know. Oh, that reminds me. Do you know how to address a letter?
At this, Presday will jump in. I can help you with that, Casper. I think he should be focused on driving.
Oh, the horses got there. I mean, look at them. They know where they're going. This
You're
is
going
a well-trotted plat.
Especially windy part of the road.
It's a well-trotted path.
Uh-huh. I can help you with it.
All right.
All right.
I suppose it would be kind of hard to write on this part of the path. It's back and forth.
Yeah, well, you know, I didn't make the path. I could have made it a lot better than this, though. Like, very windy in some spots.
Well, I guess that's just part of life. I mean,
oh,
trying to be wise and such, but dice were just rolled.
Don't mind me. Continue.
Well, I mean, I suppose it's how life is. Like, you got to go with the unnaturalness of the natural world, with the winding paths and the straight shots and ups and downs. If you made everything, then you would know exactly what was going to happen. And then there would be no surprises, and there would be no especially exciting moments of life.
That's awful wise of you, kid. You know, I see a lot of your kind of folk, but I don't think I've ever heard something so wise. He means kind of folk as young travelers, not
firebolgs. Firebolgs. I think it's a firbolg, but I'm not sure. Guys, I'm gonna say so many things wrong. And
what is everyone's passive perception?
Oh God.
Oh, 13.
12.
Okay.
Oh no.
Beats it goes what way?
If they're hiding from us, them.
Maybe.
Presde, you see.
Oh God.
Okay.
Movement
okay.
in the
Anything.
Forest. You see movement in the forest. You see one person, and that is where we're gonna take our intermission.
Oh, that's
And you're
wrong.
Listening to KHGX. 93.1 FM, Conway, Arkansas, and we're about to roll some dice, but now we're going to listen to some music.
We are going to listen to some music, yes.
So we have some music from Chase Noseworthy, who is a composer and just all-around singer who has a lot of D&D songs, and you can find him on Spotify just under that, Chase Noseworthy. And he's got some cool songs. And so we're going to listen to a couple of songs tonight. And we're going to start with Winding Road.
Yes.
I've made a home of the winding road. Traded my living for wanderer's woes. Feet on the earth, head in the clouds, I walk the world alone. world across these lands. Long is the journey that never ends. Back home there are farmers and blacksmiths galore, but out in the world I can be so much more. I've met mages and fae, I've met soldiers at war, and set eyes upon distant shores. Long have I traveled across these lands. Long is the journey that never ends. Some say that I'm foolish, some say that I'm bold, to brave the dark forests, wild beasts and the cold. But I choose to roam in ruins of old and sing of their stories untold. Travel across these lands. Long is the journey that never ends. My journey shall never
All right, that was Winding Path, and now we're going to listen to Isle of Sin.
Killers, thieves, thick of skin, till your ruthless trial begins. Let the judge's word sink in, a lifetime on the Isle of Sin. Hey! Criminal slave. Hey, 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 welcome to the Isle of Sin. Cursed stone, blessed ore, swing your pick till you hit the floor. Break your filthy back some more till you strike the mithril score. Hey. Surely you die. Welcome to the Isle of Sin.
So that was Isle of Sin, and we are going to finish off our little intermission with kind of a classic. I feel like more people have heard this song in the D&D community, but now we are going to play Three Kobolds in a Trench Coat, also by Chase Noseworthy. Hope you enjoy.
Night before, the tavern keeper shut his door. Wobbly gentleman came in, his footing was unsure. Mustachioed and handsome, and his clothing touched the floor. He was no man at all, he was three kobolds in a trench coat. One's on the bottom, strong as he. Two's in the middle, carrying three. Three's pretending not to be three kobolds in a trench coat. Out on her nightly stroll, she got lost in the forest and was set on by a knoll. When in there stepped a gentleman mustachioed and tall. He was no help at all, cause he's three kobolds in a trench coat. One's on the bottom, strong as he. Two's in the middle, carrying three. Three's pretending not to be three kobolds in a trench coat. Once there was a king who was a scourge upon his land. The citizens all wished him dead, his rule they couldn't stand. One day he just fell dead on the pavement by no hand. He happened to have died next to three kobolds in a trench coat. One's on the bottom, strong as he. Two's in the middle, carrying three. Three's pretending not to be three kobolds in a trench coat. The kingdom, the man's praises they did sing, believing that he was the one who slew their awful king. Put on his head a crown, into the throne they did him bring. But little did they know he was three kobolds in a trench coat. One's on the bottom, strong as he. Two's in the middle, carrying three. Three's pretending not to be three kobolds in a trench coat. Take them long to hate their brand new overlord. He butchered up the tax coat and put rebels to the sword. From out of his own kingdom he was driven by the horde. The economy had been ruined by three kobolds in a trench coat. One's on the bottom, strong as he. Two's in the middle, carrying three. Three's pretending not to be three kobolds in a trench coat. One, two.